Welcome to My Heart Songs podcast number 71, Conscious Aging, Part 3. Dear fellow naked ape, today I want to invite you to spend time with a fern, a 360 million year old Earth inhabitant, present long before the dinosaurs. Notice how it slowly uncurls and unfolds, offers itself in gratitude to the sun. Among the Maori of New Zealand, it is called koru, and symbolizes new life, growth, strength, and peace, all qualities worth embodying as we age, and aspects of living worth holding in gratitude. The circular shape of the unfolding fern frond embodies perpetual movement, and its inward coil suggests a return to the point of origin. The koru therefore symbolizes how life both changes and stays the same. We can be grateful for both aspects as we create our getting older journey. It is also a symbol of Tane, a Maori figure who plays a prominent role in their long and compelling creation stories. He traveled to the heaven realms to bring back three baskets of knowledge. The first of these contained knowledge of things unknown, such as rituals, incantations, and prayers, those rhythmical patterns of intention energy which operate beyond this world of sense perception. The second held knowledge of our connections with one another and with the past, including our ancestors. The third basket held knowledge of the arts and crafts to benefit all living beings. Wisdom asks us to use these forms of knowledge together, rather than in isolation. We continue our focus today with gratitude, the third internal power thread of conscious aging, empowering perspectives worth cultivating, the previous two being dealing with loss and adjust and adapt. There are many ways to approach this subject. People keep gratitude journals and think of three things for which they are grateful as they fall asleep, for example. I always love to use four concentric circles, like ripples in a pond, as a visual representation. The center circle is our physical body, reminding us that we can appreciate that we've survived this long and that most of our biosystems are still functioning. The next circle out is that of our loving connections, for which we can also be deeply thankful. As we continue to move outward, the third circle represents recognition of all those unseen humans who constantly contribute to our well-being. Those who grow our food, create our clothing, help us take care of our homes, fix our cars, take care of our roads and trash, work in hospitals, make medicines. You get the idea. We live in such an interconnected web of relations that cannot be denied, but is often ignored and underappreciated. Finally, we might express gratitude for the earth itself, with all of its wondrous creatures and life forms. I find that when things are not going so well in the inner circles, there is always, always, always something for which to be grateful in the outer ones. Nothing like a sudden encounter with the flu, as is happening this week, to kindle the inner flames of thankfulness. So delighted in the midst of fever, chills, body aches, jackhammered sinuses, and leaky nostrils to have the basics of shelter, warmth, good food, running water, even hot, and of course, availability of medicines, both Western and herbal. It can always be worse, and it's already getting better. One of my favorite world words is hokahe, a Sioux term best translated as hold fast, there is more. A phrase uttered in times of duress. Like a great desert storm that buries everything in its path, life can at times do us in. We feel assaulted on all fronts, off-balanced and lost. Confusion and fear blind us further until it seems impossible to find the happiness we seek. When this occurs, exclaim, hokahe. Know that although there is more to endure, we will find the strength to do so. Surrender to survival. Focus on how to get through the next few minutes. Call upon inner strengths and reserves of energy. There we will tap into pools of resilience we did not know existed. Psychological hardiness has been defined as being based on commitment, control, and challenge. One commits by being fully involved in the present circumstances. Control is rooted in influencing the changing aspects of life, even if only in terms of developing a positive attitude. Challenge prompts one to discover the gifts always contained within a difficulty. Accompanying all hardship is a purpose and meaning silently guiding the emergence of whatever new quality we need in our lives. We can always reach inside, rest in one of those four circles of gratitude, and discover what we need to move through and beyond our difficulties. As I imagine softening clouds around my flu discomforts, I again realize that gratitude is not passive, but an active force of appreciation, paying attention, uncorking delight like a fine wine to be savored. Cherish is such a lovely word. What do you deeply cherish, and how are you expressing that today? Hire a janitor for your big brain to sweep away any toxins that utter any form of not enough. All my relations, my little ancestor altar with photos and sacred objects, reminds me that my family has survived a very long time. I gaze upon their faces sometimes and wonder what their inner challenges were, how they navigated the sometimes stormy seas of aging's angst, how they perhaps found comfort in an inner lighthouse of deeply cherished values. Living in gratitude also means that we truly grok these truths. Goods are not more important than people, and consumption is not more enlivening than creativity. It is the evolving transformation of character that we seek, rather than fulfilling numerous wants. Such is the path offered through conscious aging. Thanks again for listening, and remember, your friends and family can sign up easily at myheartsongs.org.